Welcome to Urban Wilderness, the official podcast of Turkey Mountain. I'm Tip Crowley.
And I'm Ryan Howell.
On today's episode, we continue our look into the future at Turkey Mountain. We are discussing the master plan.
The master plan, if you recall from our previous episode, is our management plan for our goals for how we see the future of Turkey Mountain.
Today, we talk about three important pillars of the program, including changes to the trails themselves. So join us on Urban Wilderness.
Support for this podcast comes from Fleet Feet Tulsa Broken Arrow, hosting a variety of races annually, including 5Ks, half and full marathons, and trail races. For more information or to register, visit fleetfeettulsa.com/races. And from Fat Tire Bike Shop, offering bikes and accessories for riders of all ages and skill levels, including mountain, road, gravel, and e-bikes. With locations in downtown Tulsa, South Tulsa, Broken Arrow, and Oklahoma City. More information at phattirebikeshop.com.
So if you're new to the podcast and you missed our last episode, make sure you go back and listen, because we introduce the master plan and we talk about the first pillar of restoring nature. Now, Ryan, I've got a story for you. The other day I went out to show a friend around who had never ridden a mountain bike on Turkey Mountain before. And we parked at the bottom lot and we started to make our way to the top. And about halfway to the top, you reach boulder fields. It's difficult to ride a bike up it. As someone who goes out to Turkey Mountain regularly and rides my bike out there often, I knew what I was going to run into when I went that way. But someone with mobility problems or somebody who may not know the lay of the land very well might have a little bit of difficulty accessing the top of the mountain. This is something that you kind of received feedback from whenever you asked for public comments in your master plan.
You're right. Yeah, your story is actually a very common one at Turkey Mountain. We get a ton of out-of-town visitors. And out-of-town visitors will come to Turkey Mountain and they'll look at the map and they'll park at the lower main lot. And then they will look at the map and they'll say, okay, I need to head on the yellow trail or I need to head on the blue trail. Well, the problem is that the lower parking lot is basically at the bottom of the hill, and you have to climb 200 plus feet of elevation through rocky boulder fields to get to the top. And then once you get to the top, it's those smooth, flowy trails that mountain bikers love and that hikers and runners love. But that midway, that first, you know, quarter, half mile is exceedingly difficult for everybody. And we heard that over and over when we opened up for public comments for people's inputs on the master plan. We said, hey, they all said that. They said, hey, you know, Turkey Mountain's a wonderful place, but it can be very difficult to access for a lot of different people. What I see most commonly is parents with strollers and older folks with mobility issues who come to the Turkey Mountain and they park in the lower lot and they head up the yellow or the blue trail. And they get to that rocky boulder field that you describe. And their trip to Turkey Mountain ends. It ends right there. They drove all that way from Bixby, from Broken Arrow, from Arkansas even. And they can't get past it. And it breaks my heart, you know, because they really wanted to come out and they wanted to be able to access the whole mountain. And increasing accessibility to the mountain for a variety of different people is what we really hope to accomplish in the master plan. And the way we intend to do that actually is to, in the future, we want to add a couple of additional access points, trailheads, to Turkey Mountain. A couple of ideas, for example, might be adding a parking lot over at 61st and Highway 75, kind of at that intersection there. A small parking lot with a small restroom that could allow people to access that portion of the forest. We might also be able to add a trailhead on the very north end, kind of up by the sewage treatment plant. Wouldn't that be cool if you were riding your bike along the River Parks Trail and you could just hop off and immediately hop into that north side of Turkey Mountain? Most anybody that's gone to Turkey Mountain knows this, is once you get about 10 minutes from the parking lot, the forest is empty. And everybody's concentrated right around those trailheads. And what that does is it places a lot of impacts on the trails A lot of heavy use on those trails. If you go into the main trailhead at Turkey Mountain right now, I want you to take a look next time you walk into the forest right there by the bighorn sheep statue and look at the giant gully that has become the main entrance. And notice how every time it rains, that gully becomes a river, and that the first 200 yards of Turkey Mountain is basically a mud slog for anybody who enters right after it rains. We want to take that away. You know, we want to make that better. We want to increase access so that 1,000 people a day aren't using the same access point. We want to add different access points. And this was all based on the feedback of Tulsa. So adding some of those additional access points in the master plan, if you look at it online at riverparks.org, you can see some ideas, some proposed ideas for increasing that access.
So managing where people access the trails and how many access points they have will partially be a part of trail management. As you mentioned, when it rains, sometimes some parts of the trails take on water and form ruts, and that builds the amount of trail maintenance that you all have to do throughout the year. So the next pillar that the plan hopes to address is trail enhancement. Can you tell us about what the initial plans are for that?
So picture yourself right now walking at Turkey Mountain. Picture the trail underneath your feet. Think about it real carefully. Think about the profile of it. If you were to take a slice of it crossways, like a slice of bread, and look at it, what you'll notice at Turkey Mountain is that 90% of the trails are cupped. They're dipped in the middle. And that's not good for trails. That's not how a good trail likes to be. What happens when a trail gets cupped like that is that every time it rains, it becomes the location that all the water in that area flows. All of that water will flow down, creating a muddy pit for days and days and days, and it'll take forever to dry out. And then people will hike or mountain bike or ride their horses in that area, and that'll churn up and loosen that dirt and that soil, and then it'll rain again, and the water will be allowed to carry that soil away, and that'll make that cupping, that trenching, go even deeper. Think about Turkey Mountain now. Think about as you're walking into just the main trailhead. There's those big boulders that line the sides of both of the trail on either side. Look at that trail carefully next time, and you will see that those boulders are about a foot above the bottom of the trail. Those boulders, when they were initially placed there, were even with the trail. They were all on flat ground. And the amount of trail usage and the amount of rain and, you know, stuff has washed away all of that sediment. And if you go to the main trailhead, actually, if you look around at the by the bighorn sheep and the maps and stuff like that, you'll actually see how it's really silty up and down that flagstone walkway up to the trailhead. And that's all that sediment washing out, and that's not healthy. So you've got these trails that are highly prone to erosion. Why are they highly prone to erosion? Well, the trails at Turkey Mountain were never designed by a professional trail builder. They were never looked at with the careful eye of someone who knows how to design a trail so that water doesn't stand in the bottom of the trail and water doesn't create erosion problems. The way that the trails at Turkey Mountain formed were back in the 70s and 80s. People would just go out there with their dirt bikes and their four-wheelers, and they would just ride around in the woods wherever they wanted to go. They would follow deer trails and other game trails and just widen those and create what's known as the trails. So they just went wherever trails went naturally, kind of through the woods. And a lot of those places that trails, quote-unquote, formed were areas where water already collected. So they were areas where creeks were. They would just turn the creek bottom into a trail. And that's what you'll see at numerous places throughout Turkey Mountain. And so because they were never designed, we have to go back now and fix them all. And we have to enhance those trails. We have to make them better. Because as we move forward with the development of the master plan, the number of people that go to Turkey Mountain isn't going down anytime soon. I run the social media for Turkey Mountain as well, the Instagram pages and the Facebook pages and so on. And people check into Turkey Mountain, and the number one comment I hear every single time is, oh my God, I've never been here. I'm going to come back every single day. Everybody that comes to Turkey Mountain says that when they come for the first time, and they do. They come back more and more. And the more people that discover more the Turkey Mountain, the more people are going to love it. We're going to get increased visitorship. And we really need to manage for that. And we need to make these trails more sustainable, because the more people you get there, the more erosion you have. And people are like, well, it's erosion. It's mud. That's Turkey Mountain. That's what you have to deal with. That's the quintessential Turkey Mountain experience. You go out there, you get lost, you get muddy, you walk around in some steep trails. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't. And we're going to try and make it not that way. Because what happens is when you get that erosion, it actually, if you look at some of the very highly erosive areas, you'll notice that a lot of tree roots are exposed in those erosive cuts. When tree roots get exposed, they're no longer allowed to take the nutrients and water from the soil, right? And that adversely impacts the health of the tree, and then the tree dies. So as you get erosion that occurs, you get more tree death. As you get more tree death, you get more invasive species, you get invasive insects, bark beetles, those kinds of things that are now predatory on unhealthy trees that can't defend themselves anymore because they don't have the nutrients to defend themselves. So you get a more unhealthy forest. But we can fix it. We can fix the trails of Turkey Mountain. And we will be doing that by contracting with professional trail builders to look at Turkey Mountain, to look at all the trails of Turkey Mountain, to identify the ones that need replacement the most and replace those trails.
When you talk about replacing the trails, one of the concerns that people may have is that it may also replace the character of them. Tell us a little bit about what the vision for an improved trail actually looks like.
I don't want people to get the impression that we're going to go out there and take away every single trail that they love. We're going to build a new trail that is going to be better, more sustainable, and more accessible to everybody throughout the year. Right now, when it rains at Turkey Mountain, because 90% of the trails are cupped like that, water collects in them, and that mud stays there for days and days and days, and it makes it hard for anybody to go out there and mountain bike or run or hike without getting extremely muddy, without falling down, or without trying to bypass the mud and walk on the sides of the trails, which only adds to the trail width, which makes more erosion, which creates a more unhealthy forest. But what if we could have a trail that the day after it rained, you could get out there on your mountain bike and not have to worry about erosion or worrying about sliding down the hill and breaking your ankle? That's what we want to accomplish. And the fact is that a lot of the trails at Turkey Mountain need significant redesign in order to accomplish this. So our plan is to identify those trails that need to be reclaimed and reclaim them, but add a trail in its place or nearby that will be a significantly better trail. Now, what does a significantly better trail look like? Well, again, our main problem with our trails is water and erosion. So, how do you build a trail that is less susceptible to water and erosion? Well, you put it in an area where water will naturally slide off of it. So, right now, the trails at Turkey Mountain, think of pretty much any trail at Turkey Mountain, it's typically in a very flat area, unless it's on the sides of the hill, and it's typically very wide, because every time it rains, people go out there and they try to hike through the mud, and they hike on the edges of the path versus in the middle, as they should, and it just widens the path. You move the trails off of those flat places into areas that have some slope to them. And so you always build the trail on a side slope of some sort. So imagine if you have like a long hill. you wouldn't build the trail up the hill straight, or you wouldn't build it on top of the hill. You would build it all along the side of the hill. So you would build it so as the rain comes down, the water hits the top of the hill and it just runs off. And what that does is, yeah, it rains, but it dries out very quickly because the water isn't allowed to stand. In areas where you have a lot of water flowing that hits the trail, what you can actually do too is build a little bar ditch on the inside of the trail that allows water to run in that little bar ditch, and then you build a little culvert for the water to run across and continue on down the hill. It's a very common building practice that you see in a lot of the other trails in other places. So you move those trails out of the way of fast flowing water, and you put them in places where the water is just not allowed to stand on them or flow down them. And once you do that, you will see just overnight a dramatic improvement in trail sustainability. You'll see trails that dry out within 24 hours of a rain. You'll see trails that don't have huge erosion problems, which require constant maintenance. And you'll see trails that aren't giant rocky boulder fields that someone with mobility issues or someone who's pushing a stroller can't navigate. And that's what we hope to accomplish with almost every single trail out there. Some of the trails have been tinkered with, but none of them have ever been designed by true professionals in trail building. We will be accomplishing that within the next few years. We will be looking at all the trails at Turkey Mountain, identifying the ones that need replacement, and improving them. That will result in a couple of things that people might bristle at. Right now, Turkey Mountain is a spider web of trails. People go out there and they get lost on a constant basis. We've never had anybody die out there, to my knowledge, because they got lost, but we have had several emergency rescues and medical emergencies that happen out there. Matter of fact, during the height of the summer, especially last year, the Tulsa Fire Department was called to Turkey Mountain almost every single week to rescue a lost hiker. And that's because that spider web of trails out there. Now, a lot of people love that spider web. Unfortunately, it's just a dangerous situation for many because it allows them to get lost. So we are going to look at that spider web and take away a lot of that crisscrossiness to it, but replace it with longer trails that are highly marked, that are better trails, and that end up in the same amount of mileage, so to speak, as we had previously in terms of rideable, hikeable mileage, but it'll just look more like flowy trails versus that spiderweb network. Another comment that we received a lot from public feedback was that there is a little bit of concern with mountain bikers and the interaction with pedestrians. Sometimes mountain bikers like to go a little fast around corners, and they like those smooth, flowy trails, and they'll come across a hiker that might be in the middle of the road with their headphones in, not paying attention to anything, right? It's a very common occurrence out there. So one of the ideas that's been pushed, was suggested, and we're exploring with the enhancement of the trails, is to identify some areas where mountain bikers can exclusively use those areas for those times when they want to flow downhill very fast. So provide a few trails where they could go out and do an all-day session, just riding from the bottom to the top and then down different flow trails in some of the steeper areas of Turkey Mountain. And those trails would be designed specifically for mountain bike use and for their exclusive use at the mountain, whereas the rest of the trails would remain that kind of multi-use faceted mix where they would adhere to the same standard trail yielding policies that are currently out there. We do get a lot of questions about who yields to who at Turkey Mountain. We promote the national standard. If you look at the International Mountain Bike Association, IMBA, standards, it's pretty easy. It is mountain bikers yield to everybody. at all times. They yield to hikers and they yield to horses when they're out there. And then additionally, those who are going downhill yield to those who are going uphill. So if you are hiking and a hiker comes your way uphill, you want to get out of their way because it's more difficult to traverse uphill than it is going downhill. Same for mountain bikes, right? If you're going uphill on a mountain bike, the last thing you want to do is stop and then have to start again, right? And if you're going downhill on a mountain bike, it's just really easy to start again. So we adhere to those standards at Turkey Mountain. And we will be, with the trail enhancements, we will be dramatically increasing the wayfinding signage out there. They'll be highly marked, highly visible. You'll know what trail you're on at all times. So it'll decrease the amount of times that people are getting lost. And we'll have to have the fire department come and rescue them because they're having a medical emergency because they didn't bring enough water and it's July 4th that they want to go hiking on. In addition to adding those mountain bike amenities, some of the trails will have different levels of difficulty, easy, moderate, and highly difficult for those who have a lot of skill at mountain biking. So we want to provide a nice variety for everybody at Turkey Mountain. Because right now, if you're a mountain biker, Turkey Mountain is a difficult mountain for everybody. A lot of people really like that. People who started mountain biking at Turkey Mountain love Turkey Mountain. But if you come from anywhere else in the world and you go mountain bike at Turkey Mountain, you often don't have a pleasant experience. And that's just one of the things we want to adjust through our trail enhancements.
So upgrading the sustainability and the accessibility does not necessarily mean that you will be removing the difficulty.
Right. We'll be leaving a difficulty for those who want difficulty because people do seek that out. And so there will be areas that will be difficult. They'll be challenging. There'll be those rocky boulder fields that are highly technical for mountain bikers and for, you know, trail runners and hikers that enjoy those experiences. But we will be creating trail that will allow great access for all different skill levels and mobility types to a much larger portion of the mountain.
So increasing accessibility means that more people can visit and enjoy the mountain, which also means that you might need some new events or some new things to do out there to satisfy all of these people, which is where the fourth pillar comes in, increased programming.
When we did the survey for Turkey Mountain, we asked for public feedback. The number one comment we got was, leave Turkey Mountain alone. The number two comment we got was, make Turkey Mountain better. Add programming, add features that will attract different types of visitors. So how do we do that? How do we leave Turkey Mountain alone, but also make it better? Well, the idea came to us to divvy Turkey Mountain up into different sections. The core of Turkey Mountain is what you would typically think of as Turkey Mountain as it stands today. It is that area between Highway 75, 61st, Elwood, 71st, the river, and Mooser Creek that everybody typically identifies. In that area, we will not be adding any programming. We will not be adding any additional features that other than improvement of trails and restoring habitat. Those are our two main goals in that area. Opposite of the core is what we are calling the hinterlands. Now, this is kind of our pie in the sky. If we had every dollar that we could need to fund this master plan goal. So the big picture down the road view of expanding programming at Turkey Mountain is to actually add to the footprint of Turkey Mountain in what would be called the hinterlands. That means that we would look at areas around Turkey Mountain that are still undeveloped areas on the west side of 75 and south of 71st Street and even a little bit north of Mooser Creek to add features that are connected to Turkey Mountain via trails, but to add things like agility courses, to add maybe treetop aerial adventures, maybe some group camping sites, an archery range, more picnic pavilions, maybe a flexible event space for putting on concerts or a treehouse village or an equestrian training center or even a beginner bike park like they currently have at Lubell Park. Adding those types of programmings to areas that currently aren't Turkey Mountain would be really ideal for, one, expanding the footprint, and two, just being able to allow visitors to have a larger variety of activities that they could participate in.
So we've talked a lot about the four pillars, these big plans that are both immediate and long-term. What are the next steps for the master plan?
So our very first steps forward are going to be prescribed burn management and restoration of the ecological habitat and trail improvements and trail enhancements. We are currently in the process right now of doing both of those things. Those things are coming, and you will be seeing information on those coming out in the media and on our Turkey Mountain and River Park social media in the very near future. The main thing we've got to do is raise a lot of money. You know, to be honest, we're in the process of going around asking for donations and sponsorships to be able to fund a lot of these trail improvements. They will cost millions and millions of dollars, right? It's not cheap to do all of this work. And so that's our first goal. We have to get the funding secured, and then we can move into the actual contraction of those things. We're very fortunate, though, that we have identified some funding resources, and we do have money in the works that will be able to help us move forward with a significant portion of the first two goals that we have of prescribed burn management and trail restoration. In the long run, though, what we would like to see eventually is that Turkey Mountain become part of a network of other wilderness areas in Tulsa that people can enjoy. We don't want Turkey Mountain to be the only place that people can go mountain biking, hiking, trail running in Tulsa. We want to see that expand. We want to see it expand dramatically. And then we want to connect it all. If you go to Bentonville, Arkansas, they have the Greenway. Or if you go to Austin, Texas, they have their Greenbelt, I believe it's called, around Lady Bird Lake, where all of their trails are connected into their different creeks and different wilderness areas. That is possible to accomplish in Tulsa. If you look at our current trail system, it's already there, right? You can go up and down river parks to numerous different locations. And as more of these wilderness areas come online with trails at them, they'll be connected as well. And so think about Chandler Park. Maybe someday in the future, they'll be able to expand their hiking and mountain biking opportunities at Chandler Park. And then think about other wooded areas in Tulsa that haven't yet had trails on them, might be getting trails one of these days in the future. Wouldn't it be great if you could hop on your bicycle or you could go for a long run and run through the hills and woods at Turkey Mountain and then over to Chandler Park and run through the woods or bike through the woods at Chandler Park and then come back to your starting location, and all of that was in one day? Wouldn't that just be amazing? That's what this master plan hopes to accomplish in the very long run, is to make a larger trail of connected spaces that people can enjoy in the outdoors.
So Turkey Mountain is a landmark in Tulsa, but it is not without the need for development, upkeep, and sustainability. Hence the master plan. Something built from public comments and from the needs of the park, and something that is both immediate and a very long-term goal. Again, if you missed the first of our two-part series on the master plan at Turkey Mountain regarding ecological health, how to improve it and maintain it, make sure you go back and listen to get the full details of this plan. Urban Wilderness is produced by RISC Radio on the Claremore campus of Rogers State University. Our theme music is by Grasshopper, and thanks again to our sponsors, Fat Tire Bike Shop and Fleet Feet Tulsa. Be sure to subscribe to Urban Wilderness on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, and rsuradio.com.